We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday morning.
Yes, very much appreciated. And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Yes, sir.
What? And Kevin. Oh, what a lovely person. Kevin Zipak, just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Like, this is...
And of course, Ray, I don't know that we can ever thank you properly. I don't know that we can ever say enough about the contribution that you make to our show. Thank you, Ray.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
Glorious, glorious man. And now, what a treat we get to find out how Dan Bernstein's holding up amid all of the weight.
Morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, look at you. It's a whole new Dan. I had heard that you had gotten control of your emotions, but I didn't believe it.
Well, no, this is really just, it's all preposterous. It's completely crazy. it just is. It is. And here's the thing, and I talked to multiple people yesterday. Rick Hahn is making this hire. It is Rick Hahn's hire. And Tony La Russa will only be the manager of the White Sox if Rick Hahn wants him to be. I was reassured by multiple baseball sources within and without that Jerry Reinsdorf will not force a coach or a manager on a general manager. It is not how he does business. This is, will you include my guy in an interview? Do me this favor. Interview my guy. It helps fluff up his Dave Dombrowski Nashville expansion effort, keeps his name out there, gives him a little bit of viability. He is not going to force Rick Hahn to hire Tony La Russa.
That seems, okay. I mean, if you trust the people you're talking to, but it's a pretty elaborate process just to improve somebody's reputation who really doesn't need improvement.
It's a courtesy interview to allow him to have some viability as part of this Nashville expansion effort.
Then the courtesy interview, if it in fact is a courtesy interview, goes, I don't say a long way, but it certainly undermines the credibility of your general manager who is in the process of entertaining the, hiring somebody who's doesn't fit the description that he identified on Monday.
He doesn't have to hire him. He says, look, do me a favor and include the guy in an interview. It can't hurt. It could help. Maybe you learn something. You get to sit down with him, and he's doing his guy a favor. He will not force Rick Hahn to hire him. The only way that Tony La Russa gets hired is if Rick Hahn thinks he's the best manager of this White Sox team right now.
So you're dismissing what Bob Nightingale and Richard Justice have said and reported that it's his job to turn out.
Okay. I am.
Hey, while we're on that, can you maybe take a second to apologize for your statements about Bob Nightingale?
Which ones?
The idea that he was false, the report wasn't correct, that he was just sort of doing a favor for someone.
Well, no, the part that wasn't correct was that he's the top choice. He may be the first choice sequentially. But he's not Rick Hahn's top choice.
And if you're accurate, not the guy that you said was wrong.
And if it's Jerry Reinsdorf's top choice, what I've been reassured is that even if Jerry Reinsdorf in his heart of hearts would love to give him the job, he's not going to force a candidate on his general manager because he doesn't believe in that.
But Bob reported that they were going to interview the guy, and you said that that was...
No, I said there was a possibility that that was not the case. But if they are going to interview him, they can interview him. That's fine. But there are so many aspects to this story that remain questionable on every level. Because this is... Look, take a step back.
I would just say it's questionable why they would even do it then.
I agree.
Foolish.
I agree.
To invite this kind of scrutiny.
Agreed.
And to interrupt the momentum that you created positively in the season that you were a playoff team.
100%.
And then to... This is a ridiculous charade. If what you're saying is true, and there's no chance that Tony La Russa is really going to be your manager, then to go through this it undermines the credibility even more that they're not considering him, to me, because it's ridiculous to go through the charade.
Well, I do. It's all a matter of semantics, and I agree. I think you're absolutely right. I think the point is, this team doesn't need this right now. You don't need this. And it was sort of like the whole thing about with Jim Boylan. Well, you can fire him, but just talk to him because we like Jim Boylan. So ultimately, I think there are some similarities here in the two situations. And as we kept, and I spent weeks and months just stewing about the fact that Jim Boylan hadn't been fired yet. And everybody reassured me, smart people are in charge. They know. It's just a matter of placating all of the other forces in there before they are eventually going to make the right decision. And I think there's something very similar here. And David, you're totally right. I don't know why they invite some of this stuff. I don't know why it can't be cleaner. And this is immediately after we talked about how clean it was, how careful they were to take Ozzie Guillen's name out of it, to obviate that speculation, to take advantage of the opportunity they had to control the news cycle. And then to inject this in makes no sense, and I can't explain it. I don't know why they would invite it. I don't know why this is something that they feel helps their process. But ultimately, as of right now, I remain confident in a couple things. Rick Hahn's a lot of things. Dumb is not one of them. And I don't think that an empowered Rick Hahn is going to go against everything he said about the kind of candidate he's looking for.
Well, Rick Hahn is not dumb. He's quite the opposite. He's one of the brightest guys in a front office you're going to find by just look at his education, but you're assuming that he is empowered.
Yes.
And I guess the only answer to this is that why they would go through this. The only thing that would make any sense is if Tony La Russa were a viable candidate. And then that's a debate. Then we can debate, whether or not it makes sense to hire a guy 9 years removed from his last job and he's at 76. That at least is a viable debate, defensible on one side, defensible on both sides. What they're doing now, if it is in fact a charade, is ridiculous execution of public relations, and it just doesn't really – it smacks of this sort of unprofessional approach to a professional sports organization that should be inexcusable.
Again, it's semantics, though, because I don't think it's a charade. I think he is being given a legitimate interview. See, Jerry Reinsdorf respects hierarchy, and I think the only thing that he's saying to Rick Hahn, when the boss comes in and says, I'd like you to interview, I'd like you to add him to there's no predetermination that he's going to be hired. There is the general manager will make the call. I'm reassured this is Rick Hahn's call. The only thing that he's agreed to is to interview him. And I didn't call it a charade, that if in fact Rick Hahn decides I've interviewed the candidates and I now think Tony La Russa is the guy, then Tony La Russa will be the guy. And if he doesn't think that, he won't.
You're going to apologize, though, right, for what you said about Bob Nightingale?
What specifically? No.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe you said that it was like an opinion piece that he kind of made up and there was no truth to it, that kind of thing.
Well, no, it was.
I'm just saying, you tore into the guy pretty good.
Well, over time, I have learned that a lot of his reporting comes from an agenda. A lot of his reporting is sourced because people want certain things out there. Just like his reporting last night about Dusty Baker's decision making, that half opinion, half report piece. And this is over a long period of time. So I put him in just a different category rather than
so he
sort
was
of
not
objective
right about
reporter.
This. Are you saying he wasn't right about it?
About Dusty?
It seems like, no, about the White Sox interviewing Tony La Russa.
No, I think what he's not right about is that he's the first choice. That's what specifically
he's the first interview.
But
so
by sequentially he is. But that's different than being their top choice, first choice. I think that the mischaracterization.
I think you might have been wrong though about what Bob Nightingale was up to. No. Mm-hmm.
No, he's carrying water for someone who planted the story for him, and the mischaracterization
that
of
false story
his top choice.
That they're going to interview Tony La Russa, which is now they've asked permission.
No, that's not the. It was the tweet. What he said in the tweet is that it was his job or whatever, however he phrased it. That part was not right.
Not yet. Not yet. I understand what you're saying, Dan, and I think you're giving Rick Hahn a lot of credit, and I think he has earned our respect. He is the guy who made the big moves in this rebuild, but I don't think any move that is made in that organization is done without the final approval of Jerry Reinsdorf. And I think that, you know, Rick Hahn may be making this hire, but, you know, Rick Hahn then put himself in a very precarious situation to look foolish when he pivoted to do Jerry Reinsdorf a favor or Tony La Russa a favor and began the interview process sequentially by talking to a guy that didn't fit the description of the manager he described Monday after firing Ricky Renteria.
That's why I said what I said yesterday at this same time, 24 hours ago, when I said if, in fact, he is forced to hire Jerry Reinsdorf or forced to hire Tony La Russa against his better judgment, he needs to resign.
Did you hear what Bernie Miklas had to say about Tony La Russa? Because I think that, you know, it opened my eyes a little bit because we're all sort of, you know, I don't like the idea and I'm on record and we don't have to repeat ourselves. But Bernie Miklas did give us a perspective on Tony La Russa that I thought was more positive than I anticipated and more encouraging if he were to get the job, then I think it's worth talking to him again and exploring some of the things he pointed out.
I think giving Tony La Russa this job with this team at this time is insane. It is preposterous and insane. It would be.
I'm not in favor of it either.
It would be
cause for
absolute revolt.
It probably would be. Yeah.
It would be cause for absolute revolt to hire that man for this team at this time. As far as they've come, all of the positive, youthful energy that they have and everything the Brain Trust is doing, everything that Rick Hahn has done behind the scenes to modernize everything that they do in player development. And another thing that's crazy, too, is that we're having the framing of this discussion about analytics sounds like we're talking about it 15 or 20 years ago. We're so far beyond, like people still revert to like, oh, Moneyball, well, these guys, they know math and they look at win probability and they look at fan graphs. We're so far beyond that in the way teams are looking at players, developing players, radically reimagining the very tenets of player development in ways that have been completely blown up by outside think tanks and independent ways of using machine learning and different kinds of measurement. This isn't about analytics. It's about baseball being on the cusp of completely reimagining the way they develop players.
So Dan, if you do look at analytics, generally speaking, a manager is worth what, +2, -2? That seems to be the way that you look at it. That there's the players obviously have much more impact a player's WAR as opposed to what a manager does for a team. I guess the question is ultimately, does it matter who they hire? If it's only a couple of games here or there, does it actually matter?
Well, I think in extreme cases it can matter just because of how business is done right now. And I actually do believe that at some point in my lifetime, we're not going to have the baseball manager as we now understand it. That it's kind of an anachronism. It's kind of a vestige.
Robot managers.
Well, no, seriously. In some way, many front offices could essentially manage the game via iPad. and you know what your win expectancies are. You know what the right moves are around the margins over time to make you more likely to win. And you will obviously still need a team leader of some kind. But I think that we're getting closer to a complete reimagination of the idea of what a baseball manager is expected to do. And it's still something about this game. And I don't know why baseball is like this. The romanticism for old and backward in baseball still is so powerful. And we hear it from broadcasters who cleave to it, and we hear it from old fans who still have this nostalgia and romanticism. We don't hear it in other sports. We don't hear people say, well, this basketball team should run the three-man weave, and they should lob it down to their big man so he can shoot a set shot. You know, it doesn't. Every other sport gets excited about the new and the different and the
grab. Yeah, not football. Not so much football. Yeah. Football goes in cycles, and all of a sudden, running the ball and playing defense is in vogue. And, oh, that's trendy because, look, they're going to running attempts matter and all those things. I think football right now, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and high-flying offense, but everything goes in cycles.
But it's the mechanism. It's the way it's taught, the way it's explained, the way it's measured, the way it's understood. That even in football, the technology of football, the bandwidth of football it's crazy when you see how they're teaching some of these things and what they're doing with sleep and training and everything. It's all cutting edge. And then baseball, it's like, well, you got to go out there and look that pitcher in the eye and play it by your gut because that's how it goes. And it's just still so celebrated. I'd be really happy if baseball can get on with it a little bit, embrace and celebrate some of this other stuff rather than being fearful of it.
Do you guys think that I'd be a better hire than Tony La Russa?
Dan, what do you have today?
We are going to talk to James Feegan, who wrote a very measured and informed piece for The Athletic about the White Sox situation at 9:40. Kevin Fishbane has the latest on the Bears. And we got to get into what's going on in the NFL right now, because if you're looking, and I think you mentioned earlier, Mully, the idea of general trend lines as far as this virus goes, there are alarm bells going off here. Generally, I mean, not, and you say worldwide, Europe is in trouble. We're in trouble here. I don't know how stable the NFL is going to be just because of what it means to postpone games and what it means to try to bubble up teams. I don't know what's possible. So we're going to get into some of that. We'll do the midway today. Pete Futek with the latest in the odd world of college football. That's going to be at 11. And then we're following everything that's going on with the developments with the Falcons practice facility and elsewhere.
Have a good show.
Thanks, right, guys. Man.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.